This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Ron Ananian.
I'm very fortunate. I found what I wanted to do early. I just knew I liked fixing cars. It was my way of communicating with the rest of the planet.
Yeah, me. I'm no fortunate one, no. The Car Doctor.
The driving that I do, I drive basically on I-78 from Pennsylvania to New York or New Jersey just about every day.
So sure.
Almost exclusively highway.
Right, but you're climbing the mountain, right? You climb the mountain on 70, I know exactly where you're coming in.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
You know, this show is about those vehicles, I think, that can't be fixed. Sometimes I think that's what it is. You know, why do I do this show all these years? Because you still see, I still see those vehicles that everybody says can't be fixed. And I think there's a fix for everything. I think there's always a solution. There's always a way out. You just haven't knocked on that door yet. You haven't ventured down that slippery slope to climb back up the other side. We had a 2011 Ram pickup truck this week at the shop. It's actually been there for 10 days. And the complaint was that the steering felt off. And it was. You know, there's nothing worse than a vehicle that has poor brakes, bad tires, or a suspension problem. You want to feel safe. You want to feel secure in that vehicle, right? It's just so important. And this truck, the owner had since it had 11 miles on it. He bought it brand new. And he said it always felt like it feels now. It just always did. You know, you're always correcting the wheel. You're always fighting the wheel. You know, you want to go straight and it just kind of wandered left and you'd turn it left, but it wouldn't come back on its own. You'd have to correct it and you'd overcorrect. And it tracked poorly. It really wasn't a well-tracking vehicle. The truck had 150,000 miles on it. I said, how can anybody live with this for 150,000 miles? That's crazy. And how could it come out of the factory like that? But I guess it did because we fixed it. Around 95,000 miles, Robbie took it to his local mechanic, and they put a set of ball joints in it. They didn't use Chrysler ball joints. And I'm fussy on certain vehicles. On certain vehicles, I want an OE part. I especially question if the parts don't match up and look the same. And the ball joints we took out, which were an aftermarket version, didn't match up to the ones that we put in from Chrysler. And I should preface this conversation by saying this is an 11 Ram 2500 with a Cummins diesel. So this is a heavy truck. This truck weighs more. That diesel engine weighs more than a gas-powered version. And everything is just more heavy duty. So we did some diagnosis. We looked it over and we went through our usual due diligence that you always hear me reference. And we came to the conclusion that it needed a left upper ball joint because it was physically worn out. Now, the ball joints were done at $95,000. The original ball joints were taken out, and they put in a set of aftermarkets. And then about and it still steered terrible, which is the crazy part, okay? And then about 25,000 miles later, they said, you know, it's got to be a bad ball joint. It comes back to a ball joint. It's a ball joint. It's a ball joint. It's a ball joint. And they put another set of aftermarket ball joints in it. And then finally, 20,000 miles later, it ended up on my doorstep at the shop. And imagine how I felt coming back to him and saying, it needs ball joints. You know, because so far, the first three sets just weren't right. And I kept, you know, you got to have courage of conviction in auto repair. You got to have confidence in what you're doing. And you've got to go through your tests. And there are tests for ball joints and suspension. There's a test for everything. And I said, Robbie, I said, it needs ball joints. I said, first of all, the left upper is bad. All right, it's loose. It's got some wiggle in it. And the right side, when we disconnect the tie rod, the drag link assembly, you know, you turn it and it's just tight. Like, it shouldn't be that tight. It doesn't have to be that hard to turn. There's something wrong here. You're right, Ron. Go ahead. Do the ball joints. We did ball joints. We replaced the steering dampener. I'm also very fussy on steering dampeners. We put a Chrysler OE replacement in to replace the aftermarket one that had been installed. And you got to be careful in the aftermarket. There's some things that just don't work, and that's why you pay a mechanic for their knowledge and expertise. I always say a mechanic's like a great chef. He's picking out the lettuce and tomatoes. He knows what produce to put in there so you don't get an upset stomach. So we changed the four ball joints, factory steering damper. Well, we started to. I should preface the conversation by saying we started to. I'm not sure why, and I don't know that I'll ever understand it, but the mechanic that replaced the last set of ball joints felt like welding the lower ball joints into the beam. Now, this is a solid, you know, the front four-wheel drive. So this is a solid front axle, a big Dana differential, and they welded the lower ball joints in. You know, I don't get it, because it's not like the ball joint can push out. You know, it would have to fail in a multitude of ways because the ball joints move in opposite directions. So it's not like they're going to, and then we're going to put a retaining clip in. That retaining clip, I'm not sure why we do it, but from the factory they put a retaining clip in. I don't see it retaining much of anything. But instead of putting a retaining clip in, they welded the ball joints in. Oh boy, was that fun. We had the die grinder out. We were there for days just grinding away at the weld, just trying. Otherwise you got to put a differential in it. Auto repair is about courage of conviction. You've got to be sure you're right. You know, my dad said that to me. I said, Dad, how do you know when you're right? One of the early conversations that I remember having with him, because he would tell me stories of when he worked on airplanes during the Second World War. He was an aviation mechanic at LaGuardia Airport in New York City. And he said, you know, Ronnie, I was Ronnie to him, okay? You've got to be sure you're right and then go ahead. And if you ever have any doubt, stop and regroup and make sure you're right. That's the key in life. I was sure I was right. I said, this has bad ball joints or something wrong on the right side and the left upper is bad. I got to put ball joints in it. So we ground out the weld. Now, the only thing I was thinking was, were the aftermarket ball joints somehow made a little bit bigger? Would they have pushed open, you know, and maybe enlarged the hole that the ball joint sat in, and they welded them because they wobbled around, they were loose or something? I'll never know. I will tell you this, that in closer examination, there's a groove in that lower ball joint where it's supposed to press through the bottom, and then the clip goes around it, and that's the retaining clip. You know, it was off by half a clip. The groove was just a smidge too low, and you couldn't get a clip on it, and that's probably why they welded it. But what I don't get is, why wouldn't you sit there and say, how come this fits wrong, and still use the part? And I haven't done it yet, but I have to go back and look to see from this aftermarket brand if there's a different ball joint for a gas version versus a diesel version. And I wonder if that was the difference in factor because of the weight difference. And something made this wrong. So we put four ball joints in it, cleaned up the weld, put four ball joints in it. And, you know, they moved like butter. They really did. We did a great job. We greased where we had to grease. We smoothed everything, put it in. The clips went on. And, yeah, the truck came out right. The customer's explanation or comment to me was, Ron, the truck hasn't steered this good since the day it was new, and it didn't steer that great then. And he kind of asked me the question I was asking myself, but how? How do you end up with three sets of bad ball joints or three sets of problems or varying degrees of difficulty? You know, the answer is, same story, right? New means never, ever worked. New does not mean good. New means if it's not working right, you better go back and check that part because maybe you've got a problem. And in the end, you know, because I wasn't there for the first set of ball joints or the second set of ball joints, but I was there for the third set of ball joints because I put them in. I know how I put them in. I know I didn't use an air gun to press them in. I turned them in by hand so that I could feel them walk in. And, you know, it feels good for the old man to teach the kid because Danny sat there watching me do it. And as we're you know, pushing the ball joints into their position, every once in a while I took out the 3-pound sledge and I gave a tap to the bottom of the diff where the ball joint was sitting, and you'd see it pop and move because it was under a little bit of pressure. You're trying to coax it along, right? And the ball joints worked great. Steering dampener worked great. And I suppose the point of all this is that there will be times if you're working on your own vehicle, whether you're a mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, or whether you're talking to your mechanic, and if you're talking to your mechanic, you've got to ask them, you know, will this fix the problem? Very key point. Because Robbie said to me, would this fix the problem? I don't know was my answer. I said, I know I got a bad ball joint. I know something's tight on the right side. And he was okay with that. I wonder if welding, you know, I still have the joints. I might find the time. I might cut them apart because my understanding is that metal ball going into the housing is ensconced or encased in Teflon or some sort of plastic liner. And I wonder if the welding got the ball joint so hot it damaged the plastic lining on the one side or both sides. But I guess the point becomes, it comes back to, Ronnie, be sure you're right and then go ahead. You got to act with confidence in auto repair. And you got to have a little bit of courage too, because sometimes you're going to be tested. Oh boy. 855-560-9900. And I know it's fixed because Robbie wrote me back. He wrote me a text that I can't repeat here on Family Radio. But he was so excited. He said, I'm sorry for the expletives. I said, Rob, it's okay. I understand. You're excited. He goes, it just never steered like this. Guess what? It's supposed to. You know, it's just supposed to. 855-560-9900. Ron and Annie, the Car Doctor, at your service. We'll be back to open up the phones right after this. Don't go away.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Don't call us.
That's right. If you call and we're not live, you can leave a message and we'll call you back to get you on the air with Ron. 855-560-9900. Speaking of Ron, here he is.
Hey, let's wander over to Illinois and talk to Bill. Bill, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Good, sir. What's going on?
Listen, I got a couple questions for you.
Go ahead.
I got a 2018 Ford F-150, got 40,000 miles on. I put a new battery in it, and I've never had a dead battery. Yeah, you know, hell, I haven't had to do any jumping for 35 years, and I don't jump anymore because of all electronics. But had an AGM battery put in it, and of course I got that start stop, and they told me that was the reason for that, and I actually went online and found out how to unplug it, which is a great thing because I listen to you talk about how you really don't like them. I don't either. So anyway, a month ago, when we had a big cold spell, I went out. I didn't go out in my truck for a couple of days. I had a touch of the flu. So finally I went out, and I should have known that when the system's kind of, your battery's getting low, the system will kind of shut down a little bit. Is that right?
You know,
some of your electronics will.
A couple of things here, Bill. Bill, when they put the battery in, where'd you get the battery from?
I got it from a reputable. Actually, I usually get Ford ones, and I didn't get a Motorcraft this time, but I got one from Staub Battery. They're local. They've been in business for 60, 70 years. Okay. I thought, hell, I'll try them. You know what?
Sure.
Well, I came out, went across town, went and got some gas, came out, had a dead battery. I thought, are you kidding me? So I called my son up. It's colder than heck. It's about 7 o'clock at night. He came over and just touched it, boom, took off. Next morning, I got a dead battery. So I pulled it out, took it over to these guys, and I said, hey, what's going on? And the battery is not quite 2 years old. And they said, well, it's dead. So they put a full charge on it, sent me home, said, Bill, you don't need a new battery. Okay. So now ever since, I've been watching it, checking it. I mean, I'm kind of gun shy. And, you know, if I check it first thing in the morning before I start, I'm running about 12, maybe I might be lucky at 12.5 volts. But then when I start up, I check the alternator, you know, I got a strong output over 14.
Okay.
And so, I mean, I go to Ford, they service it. So I'm going to be going over there next week. And I thought, you know, I'm going to let them check it out. I mean, I'm not having any problems anymore. I just wonder what's going on.
Well, my question is, when they took that battery off the shelf and put it in the truck the first time around, was it a fresh battery? Had it sat for 2 months or 3 months? And that's okay. Yeah. But before they put that battery in the vehicle, the battery should be charged to capacity. You know, it needs to wake up. Depending upon how
I ran for over a year on it.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
I mean, it was fine.
Were you?
Went
do
all
you,
summer.
Do you sit a lot, Bill? Does the truck sit a lot? Do you short trip?
I do a lot of short trips. Maybe the most I'll do, but throughout the day, I might drive 50 or 100 miles. But they'll be short trips. But when I go to Taylorville, you know, it's 30 miles. So 30 and 30, they're 60 miles.
Yeah, that should be
but
enough.
But it sat for 2 days.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah, it sat for 2 days when I was sick.
Yeah, that still shouldn't do it. Let me ask you this. When the battery was put in, right, do you happen to know that did they check to see if there's a BMI, a battery monitor index reset? Because I believe on that generation Ford truck, what year was this truck? You didn't say, actually.
Uh-huh.
What year is this truck?
2018.
Yeah, 2018
F-150.
Yeah, there's probably a battery reset that has to be performed.
Okay.
And the way they're going to know that is go in by scan tool and go into the body module or the PCM and look to see, is there a BMI listed? They did, and they did do that.
Okay. No, they didn't. I was there when they put it in. I mean, they just brought it in and put it in.
Okay. So this has the classic sound of a vehicle that has a BMI, and I'm fairly certain that generation truck does, and it wasn't reset. So what'll happen is it will affect how the alternator and the computer react towards battery voltage and charge it. So you may want to get a look at that and see what that's all about. You know, when you take it into Ford,
I mean,
ask them to make sure.
I'm doing okay now.
Okay. Well,
I'm doing okay now because it's warm. But when I go get it serviced next week, I can ask them, can I?
Sure, absolutely.
I mean, the Ford dealer can.
Sure.
They can you know, there's a
Button. The other thing is just ask Ford, you know, the battery will have cold cranking amps and reserve capacity up top. Is the battery correct rated for the vehicle? I'm not saying it isn't.
Yeah, I always did that.
Right.
This is one time I didn't say. You know, I usually say, hey, you know what, is it got, I'll look it up, this got to have this much, but they went, hey, this is what you want.
Right. You know, the other thing, Bill, if you want to gain some knowledge, get out to autobatteries.com. Mm-hmm. You always hear me talking about it.
Uh-huh.
Autobatteries.com.
I do.
Yeah, we'll explain all there is about AGM, about, you know, why batteries go dead, what cold cranking amps are. It basically takes batteries and breaks them down to a very basic level so you can understand just what batteries are all about.
Okay.
But that's where you want to go to.
Well, I went out, you know, just to tell you how gun-shy I am, I went out and bought one of those, you know, you carry them with you, for dead batteries, you know, you put it on there and it'll give it a good, it'll start your battery.
Right. Well, you should have one of those anyway, Bill. So, you know, really important.
On the other hand,
yep.
Listen, that's good. I got one more question for you.
Sure, I'll tell you what. Stay put, Bill. Bill, I'm up against the clock. Stay where you are. Let me pull over, take this pause.
Okay.
When I come back, we'll come back to you. We'll finish up your questions. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, and we're chatting with Bill out in Illinois, and we'll both be back right after this. Don't go away.
A lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring it!
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Welcome back. Ronnie, the Car Doctor. Let's get back to Bill. Bill, real quick, because my phones are backing up, kiddo. What's going on?
Yeah.
What's the last question?
No. Hey, that BM module, is that a big deal to reset?
No. You need a scan tool to do it. If it's equipped, which it should be.
Okay.
Okay, in 2018, it should be. So, but we always check.
Okay. Now, one other comparison. On synthetic oil, I run synthetic oil all the time because they start going to that. It seems like my 2018, you know, compared to conventional oil, you know, now you're hearing the lifters, I think, clatter a little bit. You know, the engine's a little noisier. Is that kind of normal for a synthetic oil?
No. Not really.
Okay.
You know, it's synthetic oil has nothing to do with lifter tap or engine noise. If anything, it should be protecting it better. So now, is it the correct?
No, you know what I mean. You hear that. You know, you'll hear it.
Yeah, but is it correct? Is it correct viscosity? Is the oil you're using, does it meet Ford spec? If Ford's putting it in, if the dealer's servicing it, then chances are it does. Now, you know, is this a noise that's been there since new, or is this something that's developed?
No, since it's been new. I've asked them about it, and they said, "Bill, don't worry about it." I mean, I've been going, like you said, if they're good, you know, stick with them.
Right.
They're good to me, and they'll go, "Bill, I bought about four trucks from them, four trucks, and this is the only 5.0 that is like this, but this is the only one that we went to full synthetic oil." I'm just wondering. I just want to make sure.
Everything.
I run my trucks about 80,000 to get rid of them.
Yeah, Bill. Everything is going to a synthetic oil. So the key is it did it when it started. This noise that you're hearing, whatever it is there since new, and it hasn't increased in volume or frequency.
No.
It still sounds the same. Yeah, it's
not at all.
Every machine has a normal sound to it, and I think that's what you're experiencing.
It does. So. And you know what? Fords have their own little sound.
Right. Yep.
But
it's like people. People have their own little sound too, right? So,
you're right.
Yep.
Thank you for talking to me. Listen, don't get rid of that Tom Ray because he's a good guy.
No, we like Tom. So we absolutely do. He's the best.
I love talking to you.
So thanks, Bill.
Thank you for talking to me.
You're very welcome, sir. Be well. Let's get on over. Let's go talk to, is that Julian in Arizona? Julian in Arizona, you're on with the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hey, Ron.
Yes,
sir. So I have a 2017 ATS-V, and it recently started not getting a fuel prime. So, like, before you, like, crank the engine, I can actually, like, log it and see, like, the fuel pressure. And, you know, like, one day I would get, you know, 100 PSI on the, you know, on the low side, and then the next day, like, it's not doing it. And now it cranks for a long time, right, because it doesn't build up that fuel pressure until you are actually, like, cranking the engine.
Okay.
And if you could, like, help me troubleshoot that circuit.
So is your concern, or is the symptom, forget the fuel prime, is it that you have extended crank?
Yeah, it's extended crank. Yeah.
Okay. So, in other words, you turn the key and it just cranks longer than normal.
Yeah, quite a bit. Like, I have HP tuners, and, like, I'll plug my laptop in so I can, you know, watch the different, like, engine parameters.
Okay.
And on the low pressure side, so you see a fuel pressure on the low side and the rail or the high side. And, like, I've gone through, like, the old logs and where I've, like, data recorded before starting. You can literally see, like, the fuel pressure, you know, come up before, like, the engine starts to turn over. It's like it was definitely, like, priming correctly there. And now it's not.
So you're looking at high side pressure and not seeing a prime, or you're looking at low side pressure and not seeing a prime?
Low side.
So the pump doesn't turn on.
Right. Yeah. And you don't hear it come on before you crank and stuff.
Okay. So let me preface the conversation by just saying this, Julian. Anytime I get involved in a car with tuners and software, I'm always cautious because I don't, you know, usually you wouldn't think it would affect fuel pump prime, but I always mention that, hey, do we have a software issue here? Is there a glitch in the software that's preventing it from happening? So understand, as we diagnose this, we're up against an unknown. I just want to hang that out there so we're both aware of it, okay?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's definitely, like, the process that I'm going down. So when I pull up, like, the maintenance manual for the car, I've checked all the fuses, I've checked the like the prime relay for that pump, all that stuff looks good. From the like the wiring diagram or the maintenance manual, the best I can tell is that the ECU itself, like, then commands there's a fuel pump control module that then I think it, like, talks to that, and then, like, that is what should be kicking the pump on for the prime.
Right. So what happens is you turn your key on. Well, a couple of things. All right. Now, GM does some funny things, and I've noticed this on vehicles now. Is my own truck does this. As I walk up to my truck, my 22 Silverado, if I open the driver's door, the fuel pump primes.
Right. Right, yeah. I mean, that makes sense, right? Because it's a little push button now. You know,
right.
You're not turning the key where you go past an accessory to kick it on then.
So right. So chances are, and I haven't looked at it yet because the truck still works and I haven't had time to sit down and play with it because I find it fascinating that it does that. I don't know that we could do that via scan tool. Maybe we could, maybe we can't, but I'd want to break out a wiring diagram. Where does it get that voltage input? Where does it get that signal in? Something tells the PCM to wake up. It's probably a pulse from the BCM because the body module is what's controlling the door handles, in my mind. So, you know, what you've got to do is sit down and trace out in the wiring, where does the signal come from? It's if you're not a hit the door handle and it gets a prime, then it's going to be from either key going in and the BCM waking up, commanding the PCM, then commanding the fuel pump module to command the pump. All right. To wake things up, or it's going to be the engine actually turning over, seeing a crank signal, and that moment of crank signal will generate a prime to keep it going. That was old school thinking. I'm thinking now with GDI, this is going to be slightly different. But how about this? Can we go to the fuel pump with a voltmeter and just see when you think it should have fuel pump prime in whatever mode you're in, do you actually get power and ground back to the pump? Could we have a bad pump?
Yeah, so I mean, I definitely can, right? You got to drop the tank to do that. So, you know, it's some hours, but I mean, I can definitely do that. Maybe that's the next step. But
well,
I mean, literally from, like, yeah. I'm watching this like on the computer screen. And when you hit the start button, you physically crank it.
Why don't we go to the fuel pump module and see if we're getting a voltage command out of the module? Where's the module located on that car?
Yeah, it's underneath there. You can get to it.
Right.
Like, it's reasonably.
It's, you know, I'm getting old and lazy. It's always easier to get to the something else. I'll go to the something else because I've got power and ground, or it's actually going to be duty cycle controlled. We're going to see power. It's probably the pump's always hot, and then it's duty cycle controlled from the fuel pump module. So we might need a lab scope to look at this and just to see.
Yeah, and the best I can tell is, like, during prime, it doesn't go through a pulse width modulated. It just kicks it on for 2 seconds.
Okay. It's doing.
And I'm not good with electrical diagrams and, you know, and that stuff. So that's, I could definitely be wrong on that, but that's the best I could tell.
Well, whether it's pulse width or not, it's probably controlled through the same wire. It's just how the PCM wants to send out the signal. Listen, we can look at certain cars. I can think of one recently, an 07 Dodge Grand Caravan, depending upon what mode it's in to activate the natural vacuum leak detection pump. The PCM has the ability to put out either 12 volts or 5 volts. Dig that. So, you know, who's to say on that pulse width duty cycle line, without looking at a diagram and understanding operation, it can't provide a constant ground versus a pulse width control. So, but my point is, go to the easiest place you can. Does it have power and ground going out to the pump? If it does, pump's got to work. Then it's time to drop the tank. If it doesn't, then let's look at that and see why not. But I will caution you. Well, I can't caution you because we don't have factory software in it. If we had factory software in it, I would think there are safeguards that it commanded something, didn't see a rise in pressure, and it would set a code for it. I don't know what tuner software does. Right?
Yeah. I mean, like, I certainly put, like, the original, like, tune back on, like, you know, reflash, you know, older computers that, you know, like, I've modified to, you know, eliminate that as a variable.
Right.
And so what I know is, like, the fuel pump works, like, it gets power as soon as the engine, like, turns over, is cranking. So it's literally, it's whatever the command is or the circuit for the prime. Like,
right.
It's not,
where does, and,
not
and going, right. That, why isn't it going through? Yeah. What's holding it up? And is that a result of the tuner software? Let me leave you with this, because let's talk about something simple. Get your hands on GM Bulletin 16NA-383.
Okay.
All right. And it talks about information. It's information on a rough idle, a crank no start, extended crank due to excessive carbon on tops of the valves or sticking valves. Just to throw it out there. All right. You know, long crank time, extended crank time on a GDI. We always think about carbon deposits too. I get it that the fuel pump doesn't turn on and that bothers you, but I just want to add that to the mix, because when you find out it's not fuel pump related, it's something else, I want you to reference that and think about carbon deposits creating this issue as well.
Sure. Yeah. I recently had the intake off and looked at the valves, and they're pretty clean.
Okay.
Surprisingly.
Okay.
They do a good job of, like, PCV systems now. Pretty cool.
All right,
but,
sir.
Yeah, it's pretty clear in the logs. Like, the fuel pump was coming on, and then now it's not.
Okay.
So
tell you what, Bill. Let me pull over and take a pause. If you can take a look at wiring diagrams, if you need a wiring diagram, send me an email, ron@cardoctorshow.com, and I'll try and highlight what you're looking for. Send me the VIN of the vehicle so I have that as well, and I'll have something to reference by. ron@cardoctorshow.com. I'll look for the email. Thank you. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. I'm back right after this.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal, or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
We're back. Hey, it's Ron and Annie, the Car Doctor. I think we're having a glitch there. Let's go to Sal in Vermont and see what this is all about. Sal, welcome back to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hey, Ron, thank you. It's so nice to get you on the phone.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I've been listening to you for quite a while, and I got a lot of really good info from you. I have a 2016 4Runner with 230,000 miles on it. I do a lot of preventive maintenance. My plan is to keep this rig for 500 or plus miles.
Okay.
500,000 plus. I religiously changed the oil using Mobil 1 synthetic. I've undercoated it 3 or 4 times since I've had it. I've done drain and fill on the transmission 3 times. I've started to change parts, like the front bearings and things like that, because I've been driving these things since 96. So I know about when the mileage gets to a point to where things start breaking down,
okay.
In other words. I've had 4 of these since '96.
Your question to me, Sal.
My question is, do you recommend doing an engine flush? Is there a such thing?
No.
And is there a chemical? No.
No. What's the point? You're using a good quality oil. You're changing the oil on a regular basis. I mean, you know, you get to the 300,000-mile mark, you want to run some crankcase cleaner through it, something rated for the engine, something safe, something that's not too caustic. Sure, go ahead. Is it going to help? Oh, I think regular oil changes and fuel system cleaning on a regular basis using a real kit, you know, doing something that's going to clean the injectors and clean the tops of the pistons and the back of the valves, I think that's a bigger deal. And just staying on top of fluids and just having some sort of rotating schedule of fluid replacement, I think that's the best bet and the best advantage you could expect out of a vehicle. Look, everything's going to break, right? It's just a matter of staying on top of it, and minimizing it through neglect, you know?
Right. Do you recommend, I use the CRC product in my gas now.
Okay. Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Do you recommend one?
No, yeah, listen, I like Tecron. You know, we use Tecron on a regular basis at the shop. Every once in a while, we'll use a product called Seafoam. It depends on the vehicle. You know, CRC makes a good product. We like that. You know, I'd have to read the chemist reports, because that's, you know, what I always say about fuel system cleaners is it's only as good as the engineer that designed it that week, because with the way fuels change, with the way engines change, with the ever evolving, you know, change in production of vehicles, you know, they've got to stay up on their game. Look, if fuel system cleaner from 1980 worked, we'd still be talking about STP fuel treatment. And you don't hear anything about that anymore, right?
Exactly.
You know, it's how they change and how they evolve. And that's what's important. So that being said, I think, you know, oil changes on a regular basis, fluid, you know, replacement on a regular basis, normal maintenance. You know, hopefully by now you've done spark plugs once or twice or 3 times. 300, what do you got, 300,000 on it, you said?
230.
Yeah, so you've done plugs at least once and you're coming due a second time?
Yes.
Right.
What about the timing chain in this?
That is a belt, correct? Not a chain?
I think it's a chain. It's not a belt.
What engine is that, 16 4Runner?
I don't remember the number
I believe it's the V6, correct? The 3.5 V6?
Yeah, it's a V6.
in 16, I believe, is a now you got me wondering. I'm going to say,
I know, that's a good question. I'm going to find out.
I'm going to say I think it's a belt. Somewhere around that time, let me think for a second. Somewhere around that time, they did go to chains. But if it is a chain, the only time we replace chains is when we have timing issues or engine noise or something of that magnitude. But as far as you know, doing timing belts, it should have had one by now. I would do that. I'll tell you what, if it is a chain motor, then it's got the water pump that always fails. I would definitely be considering doing a water pump. And because it's 9 years old, replacing the radiator on a preventative maintenance basis isn't a bad idea either. Even though it's not leaking, the plastic gets brittle. And if you look at it, it's probably starting to lose some of its shine. And that's the oil leaving the plastic of the radiator and creating a problem. So you can do that as well. Good luck to you. Keep me posted. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We're back right after this.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Welcome back, Ron Neen, the Car Doctor. Let's finish out with some emails here. Hey, Ron, what do you think about a 2005 Ford Focus as a used car? Dual overhead cam. I hear that a bad coil can take out the PCM on those. Thanks. I listen to you down here on WMLB 1690 in Atlanta. Lou also, I think, wrote in and asked me the CAFE ruling. I'd like you to talk about the CAFE ruling sometime and why it is stupid, Lou, in Atlanta. I don't know, Lou. I don't think the CAFE ruling is stupid. It's something we have to live with, right? In the day and age of corporate average fuel economy, they're worried about some sort of regulation to maintain fuel economy standards and keep everybody on a level playing field. I agree, it can be a pain in the neck, and I love how they can get around certain things on CAFE. They can buy fuel credits. They can sell gas guzzlers on one hand, but sell more of a better fuel economy car the other way. And the CAFE thing would probably be a show worth dedicating to. As far as the 05 Focus being a bad car, no, I think they're okay. I think like anything else, it's got to be checked out and make sure you have a mechanic go through a checklist of some kind and advise condition. Anything can have a problem with a coil in a computer, just for the record. I appreciate the question, Lou. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. Until the next time, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.